Here we are in the Congressional Corner with Lynn Kahn. She's the Green Party candidate running against second-term New York 21 Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik and Democrat Tedra Cobb. So let's talk a little bit about the Affordable Care Act. What are your thoughts about how this has all gone?
I think what the Affordable Care Act did was reinvent insurance and not health care. We still are paying health insurance companies an extraordinary amount of money to deliver healthcare services or pay people for the services that are rendered. It's not working. It's just not working. And I believe in universal healthcare. I'm a little bit libertarian, so I kind of support the states doing it. I totally support the New York Healthcare Act. I would vote for universal healthcare. I also really am supportive of the legislation that's looking at ways to reduce the cost of medication, which I believe is something that we could do in the short term as opposed to transitioning to a single payer system.
So let me ask you about the S word. Are you a socialist?
I hate labels. I hate labels.
Well, but socialism stands for something. Governmental running of major agencies, taking over of health care, as you say, or education, or libraries. Those are socialist issues, aren't they?
I don't like labels. I'm so anti-government waste. I feel like a fiscal conservative. Mm-hmm. I really understand the waste. I really understand how to cut red tape, how to pull back the overreach of government. So I don't think that those are particularly socialist positions. I support Social Security. I support universal health care. I think what's really interesting is thinking through all the different models to deliver that. So I don't believe that the government should be in the business of delivering health care. And the VA healthcare system and Indian Health Services are examples of what they're doing pretty poorly. So I don't want government delivering the services. I think that the universal health care plans that I support are about government just being the payer for services rendered. There are systems all over the world that balance, do the healthcare professionals work for the government and deliver the services? Are they privately employed and government pays for services? So I'm much more, we're used to a mix of all of that. I do not want the government making healthcare decisions.
But you are for Social Security.
Yes.
And Social Security makes a lot of decisions for those of us who are on it.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
So do your anti-socialist senses not extend to Social Security?
I wouldn't say I'm anti anything. It's the label. It's the label that bothers me.
I see.
And, there are lots of people who think I'm not green enough because I'm out there trying to help our dairy farmers figure out how to save that industry, which is in horrible trouble.
In fact, as we speak, the farm bill, it just can't get passed. They can't agree on how to handle it. What do you know about that?
I do know a little bit about it. And what I do know that I think people generally do not understand is that the farm bill is not helping dairy farmers. Even all that extra money that's been allocated that people generally think are going to all farmers, that extra money for the problems related to the tariffs are going to grain farmers mostly in the Midwest. They are not helping our dairy farmers. The big problem
It's always been so.
Yes, I know.
It's always
I know.
Been
it's just,
so.
But some of it is who stands up for the dairy farmers? Who says the price that's paid for milk is less than the cost of production? You can't manage a business if what you're bringing in is less than what it costs to produce that.
Well, do you ever speak to farmers?
All the time. That's why I got the Farm Women United
endorsement. So what do they say to you when you say that to them? I mean, why would somebody continue in a business where they can't make any money?
These are generational farms. I've been astonished to meet farmers. I met a farmer in Essex County whose family got their grant for the land that they have as a farm in 1785.
Wow.
I know. So there are many farmers, especially in District 21.
So they stay with it. Let me get straight. So they stay with it even though they know they're not going to make a buck.
They keep hoping. And so the support that I'm getting is because I'm saying the one most important thing the Farm Bill can do is set a fair price for milk.
Okay. So you and I agree on health care, that we need universal health care. That's in the bank. But now I want to go to ICE. Here we have, you know, you're up there on the border, no question about it.
Yep.
You have these ICE agents who are arresting people. And that plays in with DACA and immigration. Maybe you could talk about all of that for a minute.
Sure. I want our nation to honor the promises that we have made. And whether that's promises to our veterans, promises to the Dreamers, the young immigrants that came here as children, promises to our First Nations, honor promises to our senior citizens, honor our promises. So I 100% support giving a path to citizenship for the Dreamers. I think we have to look at that in the context of immigration reform. I really understand that I've just heard so much the challenges that people are facing on a daily basis. So I don't have trouble slowing down the immigration process while we figure out how to help people that live here, as long as we're really helping the people that live here. Mm. I think that some of the issues around the border are making a distinction between criminal gangs that are sneaking past across the border that are trying to do real harm, and people that are escaping war and poverty and are coming here in search of a better life. That's not illegal. What's horribly traumatic and offensive to me is separating families for any reason. So
I think it's not illegal. Isn't it, and we're talking with Green Party candidate Lynn Kahn up in the New York 21 district. But Lynn, you say it's not illegal to come into the country, and if I've heard you correctly, undocumented. It is illegal.
No, it's not illegal to seek asylum.
Oh, I see. Right.
It's not illegal to seek asylum.
You can certainly
and people need to understand that.
Yeah, yeah. And is this president receptive to people who want to seek asylum?
I don't believe the Republican Party is at all receptive.
Okay. So what would you do with ICE? Would you reform it?
So I see it's about policy. What is the policy?
Right.
They have expanded the number of people that they're arresting and the types of people that they're arresting. I would say restrict the policy to detaining and deporting people with a real criminal record. And that's not what's happening. I think we need to restrict and be very specific about who gets arrested and who gets deported. And right now, there's no restrictions. It's just kind of anybody.
What are we doing about the environment? It's in terrible shape. And I'm not happy with what our people are saying about making it better.
I'm not happy either. I think it's 0 hour for Mother Earth. I think we've run out of time. We absolutely have to do something now. And we have to do something at every level of government and in partnership with community groups. And there's no more time. In fact, I support universal health care, not just because I think it's the moral thing to do. I support it as a national security mandate because we are doing so much damage to the environment. We have new disease patterns. We have new concerns about what kinds of bacteria and viruses have been buried in the tundra that used to be frozen and isn't anymore. We have lots of healthcare issues that are also connected to the damage that we have done to the environment. It's 0 hour for Mother Earth.
We've been talking on the Congressional Corner today with Lynn Kahn, Green Party candidate running against second term New York 21, Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, and Democrat Tedra Cobb. Lynn, I hope you'll stay around with us because the next time people hear the Congressional Corner, they'll hear you again.
Well, thank you, and thanks for the invitation.